Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Winter Storm Fern killed 29 Tennesseans earlier this year. The Nashville Medical Examiner's Office has now confirmed that at least three of the deaths in the city were from hypothermia. The office had already confirmed that low temperatures led to the death of 92-year-old James Mitchell in his apartment, which had lost power for multiple days. The Tennessean reports advanced age and hypertension were listed as additional contributing factors. New autopsies from the medical examiner confirm two more residents were likely killed by the cold. The senior living facility where 93-year-old Frances Pilkington lived had partially lost power before she was found unresponsive in her room. Cardiovascular disease was also a contributing factor to her death. 46-year-old Sharon Conyers was unhoused and was found unresponsive outside in bitter cold conditions near the intersection of Wedgwood and Lindell Avenues. She was declared dead at the scene. Nashville will be the host of the 2030 Super Bowl. That's after NFL leaders voted in Orlando yesterday morning. Though, as WPLN Cynthia Abrams reports, the city has been eyeing the event for much longer.
The promise of hosting a Super Bowl was a major factor in Nashville's decision to build a new stadium. The NFL demands venues to have a certain number of seats, parking spots, hotel rooms, and in colder places, have a dome. The current Nissan Stadium does not meet these requirements, but the new $2.1 billion stadium does. When Nashville made that decision in 2023, many people were opposed, because the city and the state subsidized roughly half the cost. That's more than $1 billion taxpayer dollars. And while it's decided that Nashville will host the Super Bowl, the new Nissan Stadium is not yet done. The Titans say they hope to have the team moved in early next year. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
You can find all of our Super Bowl coverage at WPLN.org. It's